This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we focused on one day in the life of David as described in 1 Samuel 25. The antagonist that day was Nabal, a wealthy man from Carmel. His ancestor Caleb was a celebrated hero who at 85 took a mountain territory as his possession in the Holy Land. The sad contrast of this Calebite is that he is described by others as surly and mean, ungrateful for the protection David and his men gave his servants and the sheep they cared for in the fields where David was encamped. His servant and his wife Abigail both referred to him as a wicked man. Abigail added, "His name Nabal means fool, and folly goes with him." It appears he had an angry disposition. He selfishly used his wealth to gratify his own evil passions. In fact, when Abigail returned from her mission of asking or appealing to David not to attack, she found him in the house holding a banquet like that of a king. He was in high spirits and very drunk. He was oblivious of the impending danger his tirade, in which he insulted David and his men, precipitated. He was so drunk, Abigail concluded he would not understand the gravity of the situation. She waited to tell him the next morning after he had sobered up. He was the center of his world, and whatever impact his actions and words had on others was of no concern to him. When Abigail informed him about all that happened and what she did to avert destruction, his heart failed him, and he became like a stone. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. Yes, it's true, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.